Welcome to the One Season or Another podcast with your hosts, Skyla and Tel.
Here we'll talk about faith, family, our careers, and our adventures as a young married couple.
This episode is brought to you by the Mad Hatter Partying Event Rentals in Southwest Colorado.
And the Hamilton Brothers team, powered by the Blackmore Group, your source for all your real estate needs in Colorado.
Welcome to a special Mexico edition of the podcast. You can probably hear some nice music in the background, but we are in day one of Mazatlan on our postponed honeymoon.
Our hunting moon, if you will.
Yes, our hunting moon, and I think we're a week out. We've missed our first week of making a podcast, but we were getting real busy with prepping for this and getting ready for the SCI banquet and doing sub plans.
It was just a very busy time, so this is a much needed break from this.
So you're going to get a bonus of a bunch of episodes, but today we're going to do a little short recap on flights too. This is Skyla's first time traveling out of the U.S.
And it was very weird. We flew from Durango to Arizona, Phoenix, and we were getting on the plane, but we weren't even on the plane. We were in the little that connects the building to the plane, and they took pictures of us and all the passengers.
Oh yeah, like U.S. Customs.
Yeah, it was very weird.
They didn't do that when I went to Costa Rica, so that's definitely, I wonder if that's a new thing or a Mexico thing. Is that how they identify the bodies?
But Tel and I were actually, on that note, Tel and I were saying that we felt like we feel very safe and...
Yeah, that's as we have researched and on the podcast we actually found this hunt. That's the question everyone gets asked when they ask about hunting down here. They're like, oh yeah, it's super safe. And we do feel safe. We're actually in a very bougie, and I will say this is the most bougie duck hunt I think you can possibly go on, but we're in a very upscale. Mazatlan is not a poor place of Mexico.
No, it's actually fairly expensive for Mexico.
Yeah, and the town is very nice. Lots of luxury, and we're definitely in the luxury area. Luxury cars, luxury people and shops.
They're doing a lot of building here too.
Yeah, for the investors out there, apparently there's a huge demand for townhomes down here and apartment complexes, because there's miles of these new constructions going in right now that are these big white ultra modern townhomes in these big gated communities, and they're being built all over around the outskirts of Mazatlan.
And timeshares,
yeah.
Lots of timeshares.
Which, as we all know, is a bad investment. But we did make our flights, and we rescheduled our second flight because we got out of Durango way late.
Yeah, it was it took us an hour to even take off.
Yeah, something. I think it was weather, but it worked because we had been up all the day before setting up the SCI banquet hall, and we got that rolling, and then
I had parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, you did. So you got to come over late, and you missed out on hanging all the mounts, which is actually really is one of my favorite parts of SCI, is the fact that Stetson and I are the taxidermy guys, so we're the ones in charge of getting them all there and hanging them, and kind of get a special little moment. Because we're the guys with the animals. But, and it's fun because everyone else is very, and Stetson doesn't let other people touch him, but me and him and Dad and Mom and Mary, it's us, and me and him are the ones hanging them all, and it's a cool deal.
It is cool. I was super late. I walked in and they were already done.
And then we had a nice dinner and got to, Skyla gambled for the first time and beat me.
I am a pro at roulette, if you are wondering.
Yeah, I lost $40 at blackjack, and Skyla made
21
and almost broke
because
he
actually no more than that because we tipped the guy. It was 26.
You hit a what do they call it, special play on a slot machine too.
Oh yeah, I won $10 on a slot machine.
I've never won on a slot machine, but yeah, a feature, I think is what they call them. But when was that? Was it the, it wasn't Leprechaun.
Oh, it was a like a Western one.
Oh, that's right. It was a
and
Western.
And it had a donkey.
No, it was a Mexican one.
Oh, it was a Mexican. See.
How fitting.
Didn't
even think about that.
Coincidence. It was a Mexican one, and he was throwing pesos. And there was a donkey.
My big win is I didn't get airsick.
Yeah.
Took a lot of Dramamine.
Tell wasn't sick, but...
And no one died on my flight this time. The last time I flew, someone died on my flight.
That is a
That's a story,
story
for another time.
Next episode.
Yes.
We're going to turn into a true crimes podcast for
no
a little
crime.
Bit.
No crime, she just died. But we made it. No one died. And then we got to come into Mexico. We landed, I think, in Mazatlan or one of the cities close and got shuttled to our airport. And
took us like an hour just to get to our hotel,
not airport. And what's funny is we got to our hotel and they got our bookings, they got confused. So I had to text our outfit and be like, hey, where are we actually staying? And we got there and they we're like, go find this guy named Jesus. And so we're like, why? Hey, like, we checked in, we're talking to people, we're like, we need Jesus. And they're like, oh, who? I was like, Jesus. And they're like, oh, Jesus. I was like, yeah, Jesus. We all need Jesus, brother. And they're like, oh, and we pointed to him and they're like, oh. And there's like a group of like five older women, like, oh, you're hunters, huh? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, go to Jesus. Like, and then we got there and he was super nice. And
he was like, I was looking for you guys.
Orange shirt guy.
He was wearing an orange shirt.
Yeah, that's how our outfitters are apparently identified. But then we got set up, went and had dinner at the hotel. Nothing crazy. It was a Thai restaurant that only served Italian food, but...
Yeah, it was not Thai.
No, but then we did a little walk around on the beach. We are right on the beach. I'll have to post some... Well, if you check our Instagram story, you'll see our hunts and some beach footage, but...
Yeah, our room is facing the ocean, so we get to wake up to ocean views.
On the 16th floor, which I think is the highest I've ever been in a, like, building.
It is very nerve-wracking.
So, it's super cool, though. Beautiful ocean view. And then so we did the whole touristy thing last night and kind of got our bearings, then woke up this morning at like 4:30, drove hour and a half west of Mazatlan out to the farmland. Tons of agave corn and whatever those trees are.
Yeah, they're like nut trees. We're not too sure what they are. I'm gonna ask our not tour guide, our hunting guide. His name's Hector, and he does a great job.
He loves Skyla.
Yeah, he thinks I'm hilarious.
Which one of our outfitters today said Skyla's the second woman to hunt this. And so, that's pretty cool. I think it's very, very cool. The guy's with us. There's actually another guy here on his honeymoon as well. His wife is not hunting. She's chilling by the pool, it sounds like.
And getting massages.
Yeah. But Skyler and us were out killing ducks, and we hunted a little, like, oh, I bet it was at the deepest, a foot deep pond that sits next to the brackish water, which is where saltwater and freshwater meet. And what the birds do is they rest on that all day, but then they come into the water that we were hunting, the ponds, to drink. And so we had a good push. I mean, there was birds all day. We ended up killing, between four of us, about 70 birds.
Which is pretty good.
I will say, I think I killed a lot more than most.
He definitely did.
Skyla was a little grumpy when we started, but we finished off smoking most of the ones that came in.
Mm-hmm. And we lost about 10 ducks, 2 turtles.
Yeah, did not realize that. I saw a bird, like, kind of moving. I was like, oh, that one needs shot again just to make sure it's dead. No. The other guy's like, no, that one's dead. A turtle's eating it. And they're like, one of them ate the head off one of our ducks.
It was weird.
There's some turtles that are apparently real aggressive down here in Mexico.
Aggressive turtles.
Aggressive turtles. But we saw a cinnamon teal, and that was one of the big reasons we came down here. We're on the hunt for cinnamon teal. Mexico's the best place you'll get them. We saw one walking in, but we didn't get a shot. Even my guy's like, shoot it. I was like, dude, I don't have any bullets. But got in there, and we shot a ton of blue and green winged teal and shovelers. That's all we shot today.
Yes, tomorrow.
Skyla knocked off, two more for your 42? So you're at 6 now?
I'm at 6 birds killed.
And so that's
6 species killed,
species,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And there was these little birds that were like I don't think they were ibises, maybe, and they weren't cattle egrets, but they were one of those, like, longbill, maybe a curlew family bird, and there was hundreds of them, and they would just come swooping in, and they were all over the place. We could have shot a million of those things.
They looked like ducks flying in, though.
They definitely had a duck appearance, so there was a lot of times we'd all jump at them and then have to pull back, but there was plenty of ducks. It was cool, and we had another group hunting a couple hundred yards from us.
Yeah.
And we could hear them volume, and we kind of just traded ducks back and forth. But by the end of it, Skyla was a little grumpy on her first misses and stuff, but then she listened to me. Huh?
Funny how that works.
Started smoking them. And I would say the one big thing, though, is we're allowed to shoot lead down here in Mexico, and that just, it's a lot
takes
better
them
than
out.
Yeah. You don't have to nearly hit them as hard as, or as good as you do with steel, because it just, one good BB knocks them down and folds them. But it was cool. We were shooting till at 20 foot, 10 foot, and the shovelers were doing it pretty decent. Scott had a couple good folds on one.
Yeah. Tell was smoking them left and right.
We pay by the box. I'm trying to shoot really accurately. Tomorrow, though, we're going to what they call the Bluebill Pond, which is SCOP, and our guy said just you have to shoot them all, and so I guess we're shooting a bunch tomorrow.
It'll be fun, though.
It'll be fun. We'll definitely try to stay updated on our social media, our Instagram, with some cool videos and pictures, because it's just different. I would say I had the like feeling of awe when the first bird came in and I shot it, and I was like, oh wow, like, we now have killed an animal in a different country.
We're
international hunters.
We are international hunters.
SCI Awards, here we come.
But we're also bougie international
hunters. Yeah, we're going back to our resort after. But that part was very surreal for me as we talked today. And I've talked with people in the past, like, I would say 12-year-old me would be very excited to hear the fact that I made it to Mexico and shot a duck. Because I just think that's something that we probably didn't think could happen when I was 12. And Skyla, prior to our engagement and dating, would have never thought she'd even go to Mexico to duck hunt. Probably know it was even a thing.
I didn't.
She didn't know duck hunting was a thing, hardly.
I did, too. I just didn't want to travel international. I was like, I'm okay with being in the United States. But now I'm like, oh my goodness, I love it.
Viva la Mexico. We're definitely much of the younger side of things down here. Our hotel is definitely an elderly place. Which, like, we talked to some gals, they've been coming here since, like, the early 90s because their parents owned a timeshare. And we definitely are the minority in that fact. There are a lot of kids, though. Like, our resort's also pretty kid-friendly. Mexico seems to be very kid-friendly. Like, there's these little playgrounds throughout everywhere in the town.
I feel like Mazatlan's very kid-friendly.
Yeah. And biggest culture shock so far is they have vape vending machines.
Yeah, that was so weird. I was like, man, my students would be so happy if this existed in the United States.
Vaping's an epidemic in the high schools.
Uh-huh.
But, that was weird. You know, they don't ID down here. Like, they don't ID for alcohol either. And they don't ID for, apparently, vapes. And so I bet the people at vape vending machines are just raking in the cash.
And alcohol.
The peso. There might be alcohol vending machines. Who knows? But the peso, raking in the pesos.
The pesos.
Learning about exchange rates.
And that is,
was it 6 cents to the dollar? So
mm-hmm.
One of their Mexican pesos is 6 of our cents. And if you get outside the resorts, things like we had tacos. I think the best shrimp tacos I've ever had. And it was like $6 for 3 and a drink.
I had the spiciest salsa and the spiciest peppers on mine.
I would say that was what made the hunt really kind of like bring it all in at the end. We have a bird boy. And we're really like, it's not that we're not allowed to touch things, but like they just want it to be such an inclusive service that like, we didn't have to pick up our birds. We just picked up shells, I think, because, like, if we didn't pick up shells, they would have probably done it for us. But they want to do it all for you, so we went back to the truck and had lunch, and by the time we came back, the Bird Boy had stacked all our birds out in nice little lines for pictures, but we did have a burritos and chili peppers over like just a smoldering little fire, and that was so setting delicious. Out setting out in front of like this big brackish water area watching birds and drinking like Pacificos. It was like very that like real Mexican feel to me.
The burritos were super delicious.
It was, and they're like simple. I bet like one of their wives or something make it, but it was fun. It was a cool deal. Like they just threw them up on the top of the truck in these little griddles after we were done. And
no, it was a fire. They made a fire.
They made a fire, but then like they had this little griddle that he put on top of the truck and next to the decoys. And it was a very like cool and a probably very authentic Mexican food, you know, even compared to like, because there's definitely in the resort area, you can tell they cater to Americans and probably a lot of like Canadians and stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like there's hamburgers everywhere and there's like American themed stuff, which is funny.
There's a ramen place right across the street.
There's definitely a lot of Asian culture food, like Japanese because of the port, lots of seafood.
Lots of sushi.
And then, like, as we come in, there's the Hollywood Hotel, and it's, like, a big roulette table-looking hotel, and they definitely, like, it's funny to see their impressions of America down here.
Thank you to Las Vegas.
And most importantly, there's all kinds of cool new candies. I love Mexican candy. Those other, like, silver linings to, or, you know, unintended consequences, but in the good aspect was good Mexican candy, even though Skylar doesn't share my enthusiasm.
I tolerate it. I did not like the ones that we tried today.
The gummy bears? The chamoy gummy. And, like, is it Tapatio? Is that what you put on it?
No, it's Tapatio, tajin. That's
tajine, yeah.
Tajin.
Chamoy and tajin. Gummy bears are freaking awesome.
Yeah. Highly don't recommend it. But we had really good ice cream tonight, too.
We went to, like, we have a natural grocer style across from our hotel, and so we went through it and just price checked everything to see its, like, comparison to America. And some things were very similar, and then there were some things that were, like, drastically different. Only crazy thing I found was those chips, the Pringles you wanted.
Oh, it had, like, enchilada.
Enchilada Pringles, so we'll be definitely getting some of those.
We'll do a food review on our social media.
But, well, this is, just like I said, a short one for tonight, and then we'll probably do a couple more hunt recaps. Like I said, if you really want to see what's going on, though, jump on our social medias. Check out One Season Another Podcast on Instagram mainly. I'll post some YouTube videos, too. And you'll get to see the fun action, and not just hunting. We'll make some pictures of the areas and such in our view. And we will catch you next time.